This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We talked earlier about Angel Hernandez. And when you hear the name Angel Hernandez, it's usually not in a positive way. It's like, man, that guy, I'll tell you what, he's tops in my book. When we talk about Angel Hernandez or C.B. Buckner or Laz Diaz, it's usually in negative terms because they're not really good at their job, but they're unionized and, you know, it's hard to get rid of them. I would figure in any walk of life you could be fired for cause.
You would think.
But you get into a union and you've got that strength there. But Angel Hernandez, if you missed it over the weekend, he was home plate umpire against the Texas series, and he had the worst miss rate, I think, since they've been doing these umpire judging kind of nerd stats with actual, you know, data and, you know, showing where the ball is outside the zone. I'm just speculating, could be 100% wrong. But since he sued Major League Baseball, lost, because he hasn't been in the postseason in a while. I mean, you stink. I mean, you're brought up on all of the shows, whether it's MLB Network, ESPN, FS1, whatever, and they're showing you being really bad at your job. And why would you be put in the grandest stage of them all, lost the lawsuit? And it's now he's gotten worse.
Oh, Bob, those calls.
It's almost like he's doing it on purpose.
Well, the third strike call the other day, that was so far outside that it was embarrassing. Yeah. The announcer, hearing the announcer is like, serious?
Right. Yeah. Langford, the batter there, and I just had to pull up the replay because Langford doesn't even put up a fight, which I was surprised by. I mean, maybe he's like us. He's like, oh, it's Angel Hernandez. That's what you get. But all three. Where they were clearly, Langford doesn't seem to chirp him or say anything, and after the punch out, he just turns around and walks away.
Now, well, is he known as a pitcher's ump?
I don't think the reputation is he has no clue what he's doing out there, whether he's on a base or down a line or behind the plate. I think there's a lot of just like, I don't think there is a strength with him.
How can you not fire him? I mean, he's so bad, and his ratings got to be awful.
Well, you would figure that Rob Manfred or someone
right
within Major League Baseball would be like, dude, why don't you take a couple weeks off?
Yeah.
Paid vacation. But just...
They've done the bare minimum by keeping him away from the World Series. But that, again, that's the bare minimum you can do.
It's an embarrassment to baseball, quite frankly. And I don't think, and I know the season's still relatively young, we've experienced him doing an Oriole game yet, right?
Don't think so.
But let's just say that a series that he will work involving the Orioles, his presence will be felt at some point in time negatively for
whatever team. Well, he can't kill you on the bases because they got replay.
That's true. But there could be some slowing of the game going on there.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.